thing I'm going to say is this. Is, hey, don't put away your computers. Don't quit getting the program. These are things that you really need. You've got to remember some of the things that I do goes back quite a few years. A number of the programs I've written, and I know in advance a lot of times which horses that the computer will pick up. I think with your X's and O's, your pace line matchup, and then the concept of the matchup alone, there isn't anything that can keep you from winning. Glenn, I was quite amazed at some of Glenn's pace line since he started going back to the X's and the O's and the pace energy matchup. He's been winning like a robber. I went over a race yesterday, which I consider an easy race on the matchup. I developed them into, or say that there are different types of races. There are some that are easy, some that are difficult, and some that are almost impossible. Now, I didn't say impossible. It will take longer. Howard has stated that at certain times, pace lines loom off the page at him. There's times that horses loom off the page at me. There's times that it takes a little longer. Every time I go to a seminar, come out here, or anything, and we start going over races. Dick went over races yesterday. Howard had this race that Glenn had. And the biggest problem in the it takes so damn long to get rid of horses. You know, it's just being undecided. Help. If he jumps up and bites you, let him jump up and bite you. You got to make a stand. I have seen him spend 30 to 45 minutes arguing on one horse. Does this horse belong in the race? I do not look at trainer, jockey, weight, post position, or anything when I start looking at a race. I don't even look at the names. The very first thing that I look for are horses that have run against a good pace. This is what I want. I want them to run against a good pace. Now, later on, I've got to make a decision. Will this horse do this today? Or was it like a maiden finds itself out on the front end and gets brave? And you'll find that in a number of races. That horses, a lot of times, will run their best race their last time out. And will they repeat today? These are decisions that you're going to have to make. This is why if you bet two horses, and you've got the true contenders, if you think the horse can do it, bet him. And then come up with the other horses. The matchup, these charts that Howard has provided are invaluable. You can learn the matchup. You can learn the matchup by starting with pace energy. By starting with the pace energy, you should learn what is a slow horse and what is a fast horse. You know, a slow horse that would be considered in today's race may not be a slow horse in another race. So what we're speaking of is a slow horse. You know, a 45-110 may be slow. If he's facing 44-109s today, that's a slow horse. But if he's facing a 46-111, he ain't slow. So this is what we've got to look at. This is what you've got to determine. Look on page 4445, Pace Line Manual. In the very beginning, I'm not interested in pace lines. I'm going to pick my horses, and then I pick pace lines. I know this particular race. I did this race before I knew the result. I showed it to someone outside. They asked me about it, and I just showed it. Now, I'm going to, like I say, I did this, and I'm going to show you how quickly I got the contenders in this race. And I can verify this because a gentleman saw me do it. The contenders in this race are Crackman, Superb Moment, West Boy, Mischievous Matt. Those are your four contenders in this race. They are true contenders. As far as what we've got to deal with now. Okay, now if you want five horses, you probably put in the Dennis horse. I don't know. That's the contenders. That's how I got the contenders. I don't have tunnel vision. I mean, I don't look at any one thing. I look at the past performance of that horse as I go down. Smoky Orbit has nothing. Couldn't outrun my dog. Now that's your slow horse. Crackman against a 44-4, 109. Four, he wins the race. Superb, 44-4, 109, gets beat six lengths. Now I'm just looking at their past performance, but I know that these horses are close to the pace. West Boy 2, off of a 45-110-2, wins the race. Mischievous Matt, off of a 44-2, 109-4, 2.5 lengths, finishes by 2.5 lengths. This is how I got my contenders. Okay, how about the Dennis horse? The Dennis horse is basically a route horse, likes to lead at a 45-4, can take the lead at a 45-4, finishes and gets beat at a 110-2, he's facing a 109-4. That's a slow horse in today's race. He is a route horse going into a sprint. Oh, he will figure into the race, and it would probably be your fifth horse. Now, once I have the contenders. You know, on these particular horses, use their last race. No problem on pace line. Use any pace line you want to. Use their last race. There isn't any reason not to. You need to know that the race is a 6.5 furlong race. Now, why I say that this is what I call basically a paceless race. There's no dominant horse that likes to go out and take the lead. Somebody's going to have to lead. Somebody's going to have to set these factions. I want to get as close as I can. Now, remember right now, I'm not even worried about beaten lengths. I'm not worried about beaten lengths. I'm worried, only thing I'm thinking about now are times. So that I can project times of what the pace of today's race is going to be. So I'm not worried about the beaten lengths. I'm not worried about a daily variant. I'm not worried whether these horses are running from at Santa Anita or where. I'm worried about what these horses can do against each other. This is what I want to know. All right. The only horse in this race, you know, that will take the lead or like to take the lead is Mischievous Matt. Look at his first position calls. Fourth, fourth, first, third, you know, all of that. But look, compared to the others, the Dennis horse likes the lead in a route at the half-mile mark, but I'm looking for the quarter-mile mark because this is a 6.5 furlong race. City View likes to run second or third. You know, I'm not worried about the beaten lengths. I'm thinking about positions. Howard Sarton says that they're predictable of what these horses like to be. And these people that try to rate horses mess up these horses' personality. They get confused. They don't know what they're supposed to do. Look at Crackman, likes to run second, third, or fourth. Look at Superb Moment, second, third, or fourth. Well, you know, since we've only got four horses, we know basically where these horses are going to be. West Boy is the lone closer, is a really a closer, sustained pace horse in this race. Can you see that? You know, running 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th at the first fraction. And look at all of these 1s and 2s and 3s and 4 marks at the end. You know, it's easy to see. So now I'm going to predict that Mischievous, and I'm right because we went ahead and looked at the charts. Mischievous Matt, 22-1 at Hollywood Park, 2.5 lengths off of a 21-2. So I'm going to say that, you know, this is going to be around a 21-4. It's going to be under a 22 at the first call. All right. Now I'm looking for horses that, of these four or any of the others I've thrown out, that will take the lead so I can predict or project my second call. Okay, Crackman, 44-4, one length off. 44-2, Superb Moment, two lengths off. Now look at Dennis, 45-4 in the lead. City View, about a 45-4. Mischievous Matt, about a 45-4. All these horses run right around a 45-2 or a 45-4. And you know it, different tracks, different variants. Here's a Superb Moment has run a 45-2. So I'm saying, you know, this is going to be run a little faster than a 45. Going to be run a little faster than a 45 because here's Crackman, Superb Moment, that was real, real close to 44s. You know, 44-4, 44-1, 44-2s. So a 45 is, we'll cut it today. Because we've got about three horses that'll go after a 45. So now, we've got about a 44-3, 44-2, something like that. I'm just looking for ballpark figures. All right, I've got my first two calls. Now you want pace lines that match these. Okay, let's go ahead, take Crackman off his last race. Off of a 44-4, he runs a 109-4. Superb Moment. Take him off his last race. 44-2, 116-2, wins a 6.5 furlong. West Boy. This horse can't win the race. Now see how easily you can see this? Look at his second race back, his third race back, his fourth race back. At a 45 against a 45, he runs a 110-2. Now we already know that Crackman runs a 109-3. Is Crackman faster than West Boy Tooth? Can you see that? Now you can put him in the computer. I mean, don't worry about that, but know your fast horses and your slow horses. You know, put him in off his last race, any one of those three, you can't get the horse. You're not going to get him. But when they're true contenders, it doesn't matter. Just don't adjust the race and give them false variants. I like that, false variants. That's what